Hello and welcome to another episode of the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Instagram debunks viral hoax regarding rule change in relation to photo reuse. YouTube will remove its in-app messaging option next month. Google AdSense AdMob rolling out system updates for preventing ad spend on invalid traffic. And EU opens competition probe into Facebook's Libra currency. Instagram debunks viral hoax regarding rule change in relation to photo reuse, Social Media Today. It's not true. Instagram's CEO has specifically explained that there is no truth to this, which you would think that most people would infer based on the poor grammar and formatting of the note itself. But as you can see here, people have shared this update and are sharing it, including high-profile users with verified profiles, adding further weight to the rumour. Indeed, according to The Verge, a bunch of celebrities, including Usher and Julia Roberts, have posted the note on their Instagram feeds, as have some US government officials. Variations of this message have been circulating for years, but this latest resurgence seems to have gained an unusual amount of momentum on the back of these high-profile reshares. YouTube will remove its in-app messaging option next month, Social Media Today. After originally launching its chat option back in 2017, YouTube has now announced that it will remove the functionality next month in order to put some more emphasis on public sharing via comments, posts and YouTube stories. As of September 18th, the option will cease to exist within the app, though YouTube notes that the users can still share content via the share option on all videos. Didn't you know that YouTube even had a messaging option? Of course it did. Does. Google adds messaging to everything. As of last year, the search giant was also operating 7 separate messaging apps. Keen to ensure it stays up with social engagement trends, Google has been working to provide users with an ample opportunity to message one another and build connections within its apps, although most, if not all, of its messaging tools have never really gained traction, with users having already established their friend networks on other platforms. Google AdSense AdMob rolling out system updates for preventing ad spend on invalid traffic marketing land. Google is making system updates to fight invalid traffic and suspicious activity on its ad networks. The company announced on Wednesday. It will also give AdSense and AdMob publishers more information when serving ad is restricted as a result of these new measures. New risk prediction models. Google has said this launch incorporates new machine learning models to predict high risk ad traffic and block ad requests before they serve. The aim is to identify potential invalid traffic or high-risk activities before ads are served, says Andres Verrat, Chief Advocate for Ad Traffic Quality, in a blog post on Wednesday. These defences allow us to limit ad serving as needed to further protect our advertisers and users whilst maximising revenue opportunities for legitimate publishers, he explained. EU opens competition probe into Facebook's Libra currency, the drum. The European Union has opened a formal competition probe into Facebook's Libra currency amid fears that it could muscle out potential rivals. Regulators are reported to have already begun an information-gathering process by issuing questionnaires to groups involved with the fledgling currency to eliminate potentially anti-competitive behaviour. At issue is the exchange of information necessitated by the electronic currency and the use of consumer data around that, as well as how Libra will be integrated within Facebook services such as WhatsApp and Messenger. Facebook has been quietly building its proprietary cryptocurrency behind the scenes for over a year and has the potential to take the technology into the mainstream, but faces stiff regulatory resistance both in the US and EU. Thank you for tuning in. For more information on all our stories, please visit socialday.live. And don't forget, Social Day 2020 has been launched. Early bird tickets are available now at socialday.co.uk. I'll be back tomorrow for more social media headlines.